Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your guest host, Cole Stratton, in for KP. Let's meet everybody, shall we? First up, James Heaney. James, you skated for a long time. What was your first board and when did you get it?
I got it when I was 21 years old. I do know that. So I started way later than other people. And I only got it because my now wife, then just person I knew, had a skateboard. And I was like, I'm going to learn to skateboard. So she thinks I'm a skater boy. And I did. It was hard. I fell into a cactus pretty early on in the skating. And that was probably the second most painful injury I had. It's like one of those cactuses that I don't even know if it's considered a cactus, but it has huge spikes that are just impaling, but otherwise kind of looks like a poinsettia. And I skated right into it like the first week I had.
Like an aloe vera.
Maybe. Do they have like long black, like stabbing spikes at the end?
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, then that might be it.
Yep. You're such a skater boy. Real see you later, boy.
And I used to skate past you all the time.
You did.
Was me learning, going over Wilshire when you were at second spin.
You sure did. Those were the days, I tell you. Next up is Jackie Gonzalez Duruthi.
Oh, hey.
Jackie, did you collect anything unusual when you were young?
You know, my dad started a stamp collection for me and my sister. And it's a lot of Disney stamps, and they're really cool. And when we were little, he'd add to them, but it's nothing that we didn't go to any conventions or shops or any, we didn't even pick them out. You know, we were just kind of given them as gifts. We still have the binders, and I recently took them, and I have them here. And they're so cool. Again, I haven't added to it, but I like that I have them. I don't want to sell them, even though I do have duplicate. Like, I have two of everything because I have my sister's and mine. But I am curious as to, like, how much they are worth. Because some of them are cool as shit. I have, like Zimbabwe stamps with, like, Lion King.
I have those, too. I know
so
exactly
cool.
What you're talking about.
Yep. These aren't, like, I love them. I love to look at them.
Yeah, I got to go find those because I definitely collected those when I was little, too. So,
yeah,
pretty amazing stuff. Next up, it's Chris Alvarado. Chris, what's the most extreme activity you've done or would consider doing?
Well, I wasn't a skater boy, but I was an aggressive inline skater boy. That means rollerblading, but aggressively.
Kicking people in the face.
Rails, grinding rails and stuff. That was pretty extreme. But fuck, I am not an athlete. I am just not an athlete. And I would like break my wrist like every 3 months and like got to a point where I would like come home holding my arm and my dad would be like, no, we're not going. No, let it heal the way it needs to heal. I have a lot of fear, Cole. So I was never like a adrenaline junkie. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm scared and I'm not strong. So thank you very much for asking.
It's the same way. I don't do anything extreme. So I hear you. Next up, it's Craig Kikowski. Craig, is there a book you bailed on like halfway through reading it?
Many, many books. Catch 22, I think, is the one for me that like is supposed to be a classic. And there's like 70 characters and they're all fucking guys in the army. And it's also like... It's like a smart-ass, 1960s satire. It's like, I get it.
That's so funny that you said that because Jenny's reading it for a book club right now and every single person's bailing on it. They're like halfway through it. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Like, it's tonight that they're doing the thing and Jenny's like, I'm just going to read the last 50 pages because I can't do this anymore.
Watch either the movie or the miniseries.
I do like the movie. Yeah, so there you go. That's really funny. Last up, Joey Greer. Joey, rumors out, we hear you've been asked to create a new Mario Brothers game. What is it?
Oh, I'm so fucking excited. Actually, like, it's the first Mario VR experience. It's great. I'm working with Steam VR and Oculus and all that, and it's going to be insane.
You remember that Mario Tennis was VR, right?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I'm the virtual boy. No.
Wow.
Okay, but what's your? I'm sorry. I'm excited because I'm a big.
But you're working with Steam, Joey. Is that right? Steam.
Yeah.
They licensed Mario.
Yes, they did, James. Huh, you know what's so surprising? I get a lot of questions from the guy not working on the project. All right, they asked me, James. They asked me to do this.
Okay, sorry.
So you play Toad, and there has been this viral outbreak, right? This is something going crazy. You don't know what it is. And you're centered in Mario City, and you're part of the Mario City Police Force. And you have to figure out what's going on, all right? And like, oh, everyone in Mario City is turning into zombies, right? It's this crazy virus. And like, what's going on? And there's a Bowser Corporation. Bowser Corporation has created the J virus. And the J virus is this thing that, like, you know, once it goes into the air, once it breaks down, and you inhale it, you turn into a zombie. So you're Toad, you got to run through Mario City, and it's all VR, and you have to just murder every single Mario character. It's so much fun. We're gonna like bring back so many characters that like you didn't even think of anymore, like, oh, they just had it for a second, but it's great. Yeah, so the first one is gonna take place actually in this like Bowser's castle. So it's out in the middle of the forest, so you have to go there, and there's gonna be this whole secret thing, and then the second game's gonna take place.
That's our show, everybody. Let's just put the Alchemist see what they're up to next. Hey, let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
I like that. Beautiful. Scene one is from Patreon VIP Corey Booth, who wrote, "Scene for you, my old friend. Stuck in an elevator. That is all. Love you all."
Hold the door.
Oh, no. Don't stop holding the door. Push the close button. Push the
close
button.
He's running. He's running
for
the elevator.
You don't know this guy like I know this guy. You don't want him in here.
Hold the door.
And he's still not getting here. He is far away.
It's almost like he's refuses to run.
Well, what he does is he moves his arms and legs really fast, so it looks like he's running, but he's just walking.
Yeah, he's doing like that Tom Cruise run.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Close the door.
He is not getting any closer.
I'm going to be late. I cannot be late again. I'm on my, this is my third write-up if I'm late.
Hold the door.
Those write-ups are not cool, by the way. No. Like, we're not in, not in high school.
Yeah, any school. We're not in school. We're professionals.
Okay, I'm going to let it go. This guy's not getting
well, now he's close. Now he'll just be able to
He's relatively close. Like, he's like jogging right in front of the elevator.
Come inside, please. Just get in here.
Every time the door closes,
okay, we got it. You're in. You're in.
Opens it.
Oh. You're in.
Oh, I forgot my wallet. Hold up.
Close the door.
Okay,
close
the door. That's it.
Hold the door.
No, I'm hitting the closed door button. Nothing's happening.
I'm sorry, Gil. I don't know why the car's not coming. It's been in the lobby for about 20 minutes. I keep pressing the thing. Should we just take the stairs down?
I'm not walking.
I mean, it's down, Gil. It's not that far down. We could just go down.
I'm not walking.
All right, well, I'll continue to press it, but, you know, we're...
Right. Anyway, well, but like I was saying, I thought tennis would be easy or a good time. I'm finding it to be very difficult and not fun at all.
Well, you know, tennis, it's one of those sports that you think you have a handle on, and then it's just way more difficult than
me,
you
did
think.
Did you press the down button?
We pressed it. Yes.
Let me push it one more time.
Where were we? Tennis. Oh, yeah, tennis. Sorry. Yeah.
I mean, but you're a golf man.
I am a golf man, but that is a, that is a cruel sport.
Hold the door.
Jesus.
This is crazy.
Why won't this close?
Oh, God. I'm going to be late again.
My
therapist really judges me when I'm late.
No, they converted the stairs to slides, so of like we can't go up now. You can go down.
Oh, my God. That sounds like so much fun. If only we could get up.
Hold the door.
Okay, you're in the elevator. Why are we holding the door?
And she walked out, you know? And I said, you know, I know we're not in love anymore.
How long have you guys been waiting for the elevator?
About 30 minutes now. I mean, that's really unfortunate, Gil. You sure you want to take the slide down? I don't think it'll be too difficult for us.
It's got to be coming any moment now, right?
You would think.
Hold the door.
You're in here. You're in here.
Nancy, I'm so sorry I'm late. And
what's up? Your hands and elbows and like you're bleeding. Are you okay? Oh, did you climb the stairs or the slide? Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, it was it was hard to do.
Yeah.
But I did it. And that shows commitment, doesn't it? It shows my commitment to you, Peter, that I would climb up a slide to get to our counseling appointment. I'm here. I'm here for you.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about.
Well, you only have a little bit of time left, so I don't know how deep we're going to be able to get to it. I've asked Peter to not talk to me this entire time, just out of respect to you. So maybe you want to just get into what has happened recently or what we talked about last time about not able to buy that bird because it was going to be a nuisance. Is that right, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. Let's pick it up at the bird.
She okay. won't sleep with me.
And I was like, I have tried rebooting the computer. I've tried it several times, but
of course you have.
They kept wanting me to do that. And I was like, you know, I'm not an amateur. This isn't my first day at a computer. You know what I mean?
That's good. Still, no, that's good.
Right. And they transferred me. They transferred me again. Oh, you know, the first thing they said
maybe
was
maybe that if we push the up button, we'll catch it when it's going up and then we'll just take it down afterwards.
I mean, sure. Knock yourself out.
Do what you want.
Help me up the slide.
Okay, we can't help you up the slide, all right?
Coming down!
Whoa! Oh, not again!
Okay, get off the slide. Get off. Somebody's coming down.
Help me up the slide.
Where did he go? I hear his voice.
You want to use this rope?
I can hear her. I can hear her on her phone at night. So she says goodnight, and I say goodnight, and then I roll over, and then right. I can hear.
I want to stay up later. I'm a night owl.
Why won't
owl.
You go to sleep with me?
Why do you need me to be asleep at the same time that
so
you're asleep?
So we could be a fucking unit. I thought we were a unit.
Okay, doctor, unit would buy a bird together.
The doctor has rescheduled you next Thursday at the same time, so thank you.
Whoa, did Nancy leave in the middle of our session?
No, you've been out of your session for a while. You've been down the lobby for a couple minutes just screaming at each other. Look, can you please just sign out here?
Oh, God, we went into like a fugue state again.
Hey, can I say something?
Are you talking to me?
I enjoyed being in that state with you.
Are you talking to me? Or?
I felt like we were one. We were a unit. We didn't even know that we changed locations.
It wasn't Lasagna and McAvoy. It was us. It was just us.
It was just Peter and Tina.
Ooh, I'm just a couple minutes late. Sorry. I can catch up real quick. I'll get the computer booted up. Okay. It's as if I was here on time. When I double down my efforts at the beginning of my job, it's like I wasn't late. You know? Oh, I guess it's a quarter past.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah?
Oh, you were late again.
Yeah, but just by, I mean, I'm actually, nothing has come up.
15 minutes late, Kyle. We've talked about this.
Somebody's going to get written
Shut up.
Kyle, this is your third infraction. I'm sorry, but we're going to have to ask you to leave.
What?
Write him up.
You don't get it. I don't get another write-up. It's over. I'm done here.
Three write-ups equal you're gone.
You're way too happy about this. I got kids.
Well, I think I love you too, if I'm being honest.
Well, are you talking to me or? Oh,
no, him.
Gil?
Sorry, I just pressed it there. Have you pressed the down button or?
Yeah, well, I pressed both the up and the down button.
Is that crazy to say?
I know it's not. I've been wanting to tell you for a long time, and especially the time we spent here right now, just delving so deep into each other's souls that I feel like maybe this is a connection we should explore. Single now, you know, she left you, and I've been a bachelor for a little while, as you know. I got
too long,
golf.
Too long if you ask me.
Too long. You just want
to. You know what really solidified it for me?
What was that?
You said, this isn't my first day at a computer. It's just funny. I need that in my life.
Thanks, Gil. I try to bring levity to every situation.
Has the elevator been taking a long time? Or
I've been here for at least 45 minutes, and they were 45 minutes before me.
Hello, this is Anton from We'll Always Have Parrots. Got the parrot you ordered.
Great.
Yes.
You can bring it on inside. That's a big cage.
It's a big cage for a big parrot.
How tall is that parrot?
Hey, forget about it.
Wait, so this parrot comes preloaded with some phrases.
Wow.
Oh, you're gonna have to teach it some other phrases, but
forget about it.
Gorgeous. Okay.
Suck my fucking dick.
Whoa. Hold on. I'm sorry. That's a bit much.
You said no kids, right? Because we have more family friendly parrots, but I figure a couple of adults, he's not gonna say anything you haven't heard before, yeah?
I'm gonna cut your fucking head off, you piece of shit.
Whoa. Just because we don't have kids doesn't mean that we should get the violent bird. I mean, this golden macaw is an animal, but
I'm the boss of the calamari crime family, you asshole.
He isn't, but he was was a bird at the calamari crime family.
Wait,
he
was a pet of the calamari.
He lived that
family?
Life for a while, yeah.
Oh my god! I hope he doesn't have any information that might put us in danger. Let's see. What's his name?
Look, all I know is you pre-ordered this parrot. I'm delivering it now.
Of course,
I need you to sign here.
Let me give you a tip.
Everybody in this room is fucking dead.
What? He doesn't know how to open his cage, right? He doesn't
know how to open the cage.
Okay. There you are. That's a little something
for you. Or hold a weapon. It's no threat. It's just a lot of talk.
I just remember that news story from 7 years ago about that one Russian guy who got his eyes poked out, and they said that it looked as if they were beaked out and that he had claw scratches all over the rest of his face and that.
Yeah, that's a conspiracy theory. I don't pay attention to that stuff,
I've been trained to kill, you bitch.
And you can teach him other phrases,
Okay.
Ding. Oh, it's open.
I don't want to go down. I want to spend some more time here.
I don't
want to
go down either. Excuse me. No, hold on. Wait. We're making something in the decision here.
What are you doing?
Don't push me.
Please get out of the way. Oh, my fucking God. What is your deal?
My deal? My deal is for the last 30 years, I've been working for someone I don't respect. I was living with somebody who didn't love me. Okay? And this morning, you're looking at somebody who's bad at tennis, but finally good in love. That's my deal. What's your deal?
My deal is that some asshole just blocked me from going home.
Who?
All right? You, man. You.
Hey, Sly's not out of order. Sly's not out of order.
Slide whenever you
just
want.
Just go down. Slide down.
Yeah, well, I have a very sensitive backside, okay?
I do too.
Wait, what?
Very sensitive backside.
Jinx, you guys said that together.
Guys, well, slide is indoors. It's not in the sun. It's not hot. Just slide down it.
I have bed sores on my back.
Write him up. Write him up.
Please don't, guys.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Spank his little bottom.
Spank his little bottom. We've gotten rid of corporal punishment. I'm not allowed to do that, all right? HR won't allow that.
No, I'll take a spanking. Just don't fire me.
You're not going to sue me, Kyle. You're fired.
No, don't fire me. I'll take a spanking. I don't care.
Kyle, I'm sorry. You've been late 3 times. I'm sorry. You know the rules.
Here. I'll take my
pull
pants down.
Pull his pants
Jesus,
down
Kyle,
and
Jesus.
Spank his just little spank bottom.
Kyle, did you get rent or no? Did you go to the bank today? Or
no. No, I didn't.
This fucking guy.
Oh, God, the goddamn parrot. The goddamn parrot. We got to, can we please bring this parrot to a shelter?
Kyle, this is a family parrot.
I lost my job. What? I lost my job.
But Kyle, what do you mean you lost your...
This is a giant parrot. We got to give it up.
I agree, parrot. I agree. I kiss your wife when you're gone.
I mean, why is it saying things like this? Please.
It's
just going to take
preloaded. It's preloaded.
We got to give it up. It's too big. It's a giant parrot.
Hey, boss, you sure you want me to get rid of these 35 parrots you keep in your office?
Yeah, I do.
You sure all 35? You've cared for these to stay with his little macaws.
What do you say? You saying I'm dumb? Huh? I told you, get rid of him, all right?
Okay, if you want. I know of, you know, I've got a parrot fence I can take him to.
I'm the boss of the calamari crime fam.
Hey, babe. Weird night with the bird, but still, and I'm going to say it, I feel close. I feel connected. I feel...
Oh, thank God. I thought you'd be so weirded out when I started...
You wearing a fucking wire?
When you started what?
Kissing it.
Getting close to the bird?
Yeah, getting close. That's what I said. Getting close to the bird. I'm just getting close to the bird.
No, I think it's...
It's a bond.
Honestly, yeah. I think that's right.
Polly wants some cocaine.
I don't think we need to go back to therapy. Is that saying too much?
I don't think that's saying too much. I think that's saying exactly... It's saying exactly what's right.
So I'll sleep on the couch tonight so you can keep him, like, make sure he's like, he gets feels welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
This is my first time at a meeting like this. Hi. I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Linda.
And I've been in love with my bird for
what?
3 weeks. What?
What'd you say?
What kind of group do you think this is?
And that's our first scene. Scene 2 is from listener Marcus. He wrote, "So Kevin, you claimed at a poker game in February that the movie Sliver wasn't a hit with its $138 million box office. If I did a movie that earned that good in 1993, I would call that a hit. Well, enough about you. My scene to you is... a man applying to become a gold digger. Have fun. I know I will."
Yeah? How can I help you?
Well, I was wondering if you guys were hiring.
Oh, yeah, we're hiring. What's your previous work experience?
Well, I used to be a millionaire, so I was really good with money. Usually it was in bills, but I'm sure it was backed with gold in, you know, Fort Knox.
Used to be a millionaire and you're good with money? And why are you here?
Well, I wanted to dig gold. Or is this not a mine? Is this not a mining facility?
I'm just confused about what you said. You used to be a millionaire and now
you want my sad story? I'm broke, okay? I'm fucking broke. I used to be a millionaire. So trust me, I know how to be around gold.
I'm sorry to say, your assets are gone. They're frozen. It's
they're frozen or they're gone.
Well, they're gone, and what we had left was frozen. It seems a macaw syndicate took it all.
What? What are the odds the frozen stuff's gonna thaw?
I'm not sure. It's not looking good. And what I'm saying is, you probably need to find a better way to make some money at the moment, or it's not looking good. Everything's going to be taken away.
What about definitely my mansion?
That'll be gone.
Kyle, I'm just a representative for the macaws. Okay. Now they can't speak in the way that we do, but of course they can repeat. So the things that I've been told to repeat to you is, if you don't get that money for them, well, they're going to take your bones.
Bones as in the money?
No, your human bones. They're going to take your bones.
Look, man, what you got to do is you got to get yourself a lady, you know, someone who can take care of you, take care of some of your bills. Look at me. Watch. Hey, Deb.
I'm watching my programs.
She's watching her show, but as soon as she's done, she'll buy me whatever I want.
Like, what do you think? What do you think Brenda's going to think if I
get a lady? Think of it as a job. Don't you need a job?
Yeah.
Don't you need money?
Uh-huh.
So?
Can I have a Chardonnay? Thank you.
And can I have a mocktail of a surprise?
Coming right up.
Thank you. What a freaking week.
Okay.
I don't work, but if I couldn't imagine, because the week that I have being someone who doesn't work feels like a lot of fucking work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My HOA board is just, it's racking up the, racking up the fees. They keep calling me, asking me to be the secretary of the meeting. And you know I had that problem with my fingers.
I'm waiting for somebody, so.
I'm sorry. Am I disturbing you?
No, I...
Here's, here's your wine, and here's your pickle old-fashioned. It's pickle juice with a sugar cube.
Oh, it's my favorite! Wonderful. I knew a surprise would lift up my spirits after such a hard week. My parrot. It's my freaking neighbors, my parrot neighbors.
So how did it go? Okay. All right. I gotta iron some things out with you first of all. All right. I know you lost your shit. I know you're fucking married, blah, blah. I know you have been applying for jobs, right? But I did tell
I'm pretty yeah. much a shoo-in for one of them.
Okay. And what is it?
Well, let's just say I'm going to be a gold digger.
Okay, but I got to clarify something with you because I know you take things literally. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's this prospector that...
Fuck. Dude, I set you up with a date. I set you up with a woman that has money.
I didn't go to a date.
What do you mean?
I didn't go to the date.
Oh, my God.
You said I should be a gold digger.
I'm going to do her a favor.
Well, this is a great spot. Oh, my God. How are you? This is so weird.
Oh, hey, good to see you. Hi.
Do you know Deb and all that? Deb brought me over from the bar. We were hanging out and... She said to come over because there's more drinks here. She kept
Did you know that you could make a best friend in one night? Isn't that amazing?
We had so much in common.
She was really reluctant at first, but then I started complaining about the stinking parrots next door.
Oh my God, I completely forgot about it. Yeah, well, I had a stupid date stand me up. But this, like, Deb made it all the better. Thank you so much, Deb.
That's women, empowering women.
Here's my resume. I hope I get the job. Woo-hoo-hoo!
Is she here? Good.
Yes, I've had several years' experience with a donkey, and I already have long johns on.
And now it says here that you were a former millionaire.
Yes, I was.
And that you're good with gold, is that right?
Yes, I'm good at squirreling it away. I'm good at holding it up and letting it glint in the sun.
But the former, what happened? Well, what happened to the money, is my...
Oh, sometimes you get in deep with the exotic birds.
I know that. All right, well, here's your claim, and here's your pick.
Terrific. I'll make you proud.
Well, Deb, maybe you and I should head home and let these two get acquainted.
Well, this is Deb's home. I don't know where.
Yeah, and I meant
I meant get home to the bedroom home, Deb.
Oh. So should we leave?
No, you two stay. Relax. Right, Deb?
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Yes, I don't know. I just met this guy. I don't know if I want
to. Oh, you're safe. You're in our home. You're in our home.
Yeah, I always assumed I was safe. I didn't think that I wasn't safe.
That's one of the scariest things a woman could hear.
I'm saying you're in no danger. I'm saying he's
that
in no
danger. That makes me feel like it's the opposite.
Can I just ask one thing?
You know what? I'm staying down here with my
friend. Thank you, Deb.
How rich is she?
That is a very rude question to ask.
Whoa. Dude.
That is a very rude question to ask. That was sick.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I was under the impression that I was supposed to live off of her money.
Shut up.
What my money?
Francesca's money?
Who are you? I don't know. What is...
Well, that sure is a sad story. Not totally sure what the Deb subplot had to do with your story, but...
It was a mistake.
Anyway, it's a lot of panning mostly. It's kind of a misnomer. We don't dig so much. We do a lot of panning. You see, I'm getting a lot of pyrite here, which is...
It looks like gold.
It does look like gold, but it's fool's gold.
I'm taking some of that.
It's worthless.
Okay, and let me just see the gold you have, and then we'll be able to weigh it and give you an estimate.
Here you go.
Can you tell the birds to quiet down? All right, let's just see here. Okay.
that should pretty much...
Are you fucking with me?
That should pretty much square even the debt I owe you.
Are you fucking with me? Did you come in here today to say, hey, I'm going to fuck with me?
Okay, you can have some more. Here, this is every little bit of gold.
I sneeze on you. I sneeze on you, buddy. All
right? Oh, that was right in my face.
Yeah, it was. Because of what you did to me. You want to come here with this bullshit pyrite? Huh?
A pyrite?
Get the birds out of here.
Get the birds.
You fucking with me?
Achoo. Achoo.
The birds are going to take your bones, buddy.
No, this is fool's gold.
They take your fucking bones, buddy.
I'm going to eat your nose.
I understood the Deb storyline.
What?
Did you talk to these birds separately? In a private
I waited for a while for you.
Ooh, rough day, huh? Here, take a swig out of this jug with three X's on it.
All right. Oh, oh my God. Ugh.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
What the hell is it?
Oh, it's just river water with a little bit of pickle juice and a sugar cube.
Oh, oh my God.
The beans are ready. The beans are ready.
Ooh, let's dig in.
Isn't there going to be something with the beans? It's not just beans, is it?
It's just, I mean, what more do you need?
They're beans.
I'm sorry. I just used to have a lot of, when I used to eat, when I was a millionaire, we'd have a plate that had beans, potatoes, a meat, a different vegetable.
A meat?
Wow. I mean, different.
It had a meat.
A millionaire. It was like a menagerie of food.
What's a vegetable?
A vegetable. It's, well, sometimes it's corn. Sometimes it's vegetable. Broccoli. You know. But I guess beans it is.
Beans good. It's all you need, son. I had some venison once. It was full of buckshot. And I was like, I don't want this ever again. Beans for me, toot toot.
Holy shit, man, you look great. What is that, a new suit? Versace? Jeez, man, you have done well for yourself.
Well, it's a fool suit, so.
What's that?
It's. I'm glad that you see what you see, but it's a fool suit. It's not real Versace.
Ah, dear.
What? I was being honest with you. You thought it was real, right?
Yeah, but, you know. Okay.
Table for two, is that correct?
Yep.
No, awesome. I gotta get going.
What? But,
okay. Are you still eating with us, sir, or no?
Well, it depends on if he's going to stay, because I can't pay for my...
You can't pay for yours? Well, then you can't eat there.
Young man, are there any, money maidens at the bar tonight?
Money maidens?
You know. Yeah,
I have 3 years prior experience. Now, those 3 years were 20 years ago, but mm-hmm. I think I can enter back into the job force as if it was 20 years ago.
Well, it says here that you're a current millionaire. Is that correct?
Well, I'm a current millionaire, and I'm looking to be a money maiden.
Okay, but I
do have a significant other. Is that going to be a problem?
I don't think so. If you have more people to work the claim, the better. So here's a claim ticket. Here's a pick. I hope this helps you be a money maiden. I don't know. I'm just here to give out gold digging claims.
I must be in the wrong office. I gotta be in the wrong office. What a day I've had! I can't believe I'm going to the wrong office and my first time attempting to get a job. Can you imagine when I actually have a job to complain about?
Are you gonna start working here?
Well, I'm trying to get back into the workforce because I'm being driven mad staying in my apartment listening to the damn neighbors' birds. One of them got a dog. That's even louder. You know, I like commercial breaks. I want to hear the jingles.
Uh-huh.
So it matters to me.
Let's take one of those commercial breaks now. That's our second scene, everybody. 3 is from listener Kristen Kelly, who wrote, "Just one this month as I am much too busy procrastinating my schoolwork to properly curate scene suggestions right now. 1. I've noticed that comedians seem to get offended when people refer to their work as skits for reasons that are not obvious to non-comedians. Could you guys do a scene that explains to the rest of us about skits and sketches and routines and acts and bits?"
All right, campers, who's ready to have the best summer ever?
Me!
Yeah!
All right, you two. How about the rest of you?
I mean, ideally, yeah. I mean, I'm only 11, so I've only had 10 summers. I don't remember most of them.
Weird-ass thing to say.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best. Camp Wanagana is the premier place to be in the summer. And you know why?
Why?
No.
What's going on?
Because we've got so many activities. High ropes course, low ropes course, river rafting, horseback riding, skits. We do skits.
Oh, wait a second. I don't do skits.
What does that mean?
Why?
You know, like one of you will lay on the floor and the other one will lay on their stomach and then one of you's the legs and the other one's talking.
Funny
and that's
skit.
A skit. It's fun.
I want to be one of the legs.
Hey, kid, I heard you weren't a fan of skits.
No, I mean, I'm in my sixth grade improv troupe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hey, chicken wing for you, buddy, there. Yeah, you know, me and a couple of the other cooks, we do sketches.
You do sketches?
I'll chicken wing for you, buddy, there. Yeah.
How do I get in this group?
I don't know. I don't know if we can have
I mean, I've got a writing packet.
Oh, you do? Let me take a look at that here.
You know, just in case SNL.
I'm going to take a look at this. Okay.
Hey, I heard you got a kid who wants to join up, huh?
Yes, dude, check it out. He got himself an own riding pack.
Ooh, all right. Let me take a look at that, too. Hey, this heightens nicely.
Yeah, good build.
Well, you can tell already on the first page, right?
That's right. I can tell. You establish a clear bit, and then you progress it.
Bit? Because the way I see it is, we'll do skits together, and that'll make us an act. What do you think? You'll be a leg, I'll be a leg?
Yeah. I mean, so we'll sounds like fun, but feel like we need like the next
okay, guys.
Role.
Hey, how you going? Hi, everybody. Hi, I'm John. I'll be the counselor here at Squirrel Bunk.
Where's your shirt?
Where's my shirt? Why don't you shut the hell up? This is Squirrel Bunk, all right? And when we're here, we're in a different camp. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Great. Now, I know everyone got money from their parents for the vending machines. Let me see it.
Let
me see it.
It's in my fanny pack.
My name is John. I run the Squirrel Bunk. Let me see the money.
Well, we're an act, just to let you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. I love acts. My favorite act is when I get the fucking money. So gimme.
Your feet are really dirty.
Oh, yeah, they are. Maybe because I live in the woods. Give me the goddamn money. Now.
Wait, are you not an actual counselor?
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, he's got my fanny pack.
No, just leave him. Let him go. We'll use this as material for our act.
Oh, but that was all the money for the whole... I don't have any vending.
Maybe this act
now.
Is going to break up.
No. We'll. No. Please don't. I'm going to be a leg.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no. Let me start again.
From the top.
Sorry. That's what I wanted. Sorry.
Don't apologize. Just go.
Okay. Can I just say, I do have some revisions on this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just do it.
Okay. No problem. Knock, 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 knock. I'm at your door.
Knock, knock, knock. So tell me more.
Here's some gum. Don't chew it up.
Oh, no. Threw up.
No, stop. Raymond, can you get in there, please? Can you help them, Raymond, please?
Okay. All right. Should we just take it from the top?
We can.
Okay.
We're professionals.
I'm an amateur.
Raymond, stop, Raymond. Stop. Lucas, can you get in there and help Raymond, please?
No. How does an amateur become a professional if they don't get to...
Raymond, enough!
Lucas, hey, Lucas, I got it. You know, guys, I'm a pro at this. My brother did a bunch of skits for Homecoming. He's the quarterback. He wears a wig and goofs around, and it's a riot. So I'll be great in this skit.
Okay, well, just as we know, we're starting off with a song. This is a review, after all. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. Please, Lucas, help us out. Mm-hmm.
Knock, knock, knock on your door.
Knock, knock, knock. Please tell me more.
Knock, knock, knock. I had some gum.
Stop. What are you doing? You're just... Ogden, can you get in there and help Lucas, please?
Can I just say, this doesn't seem very fair. They're saying it's a review, but this is the first time I've seen this material. It was...
Raymond, that's please. Not... Ogden, please help him. Please.
All right, guys. Get ready for Ogden coming in.
Okay, here he comes.
All right. What's your motivation here?
To make the audience laugh.
No!
What?
No! That's going to be the result, ideally. What's the motivation of your character?
To have people like me.
No, that's you. That's you, the character. Oh. Who are you playing?
Myself.
Okay, all right. I haven't seen the script. okay.
Wait, hold on. Are you playing yourself or are you playing someone that has...
I'm just doing a skit. What are we talking about here?
I think Ogden's trying to elevate us to another level, perhaps.
Honestly, after hearing Ogden's coaching, I think I could give it another shot. I feel like it's elevated me.
I don't know, guys. I was just excited to take part in a big time goof, you know? Put on a wig, have some fun.
That's funny.
Okay, I'm looking at the script now, and the formatting is all fucked.
What do you mean?
That was this done on the final draft?
I don't know.
No, I asked a question where I know the answer. It wasn't.
All right, everybody, welcome to Acorn Bunk. If you ladies need anything, you gotta come to me, all right?
Why are your shirt off?
Because that's how we are here in the wilderness. We're wild and free. Who's going to tell me to wear a shirt?
Not me.
Not me.
That's right, because I make the rules. I'm in charge. I'm the counselor. And I'm here to help you have fun. If anyone needs tampons or pads, that's going to be here in this trunk right
here.
Your
feet are filthy.
Yep, living in the woods. Once you walk around for long enough, you form calluses. And it's actually the most natural and beautiful way to walk around life, because then I can go anywhere and not have a problem. The shoes are making
you wouldn't
your feet
last a
weak.
Minute in my hometown.
What is it, made of glass?
What does that mean?
It just means that if she showed up with no shirt and dirty feet like that, she wouldn't be allowed in a gas station.
Wow.
A gas station? These don't...
Right, Ogden, we're going to start you as a featured player this season, okay? You're going to tail around A.D. Bryant. She's going to show you how everything works here, all right?
Okay, thanks, Lorne.
No problem. Let me know if you have any more questions, okay? I'll just be in my office. I'm available to you if you need me. Okay, then.
Okay, thanks, big guy.
You got it. Your writing packet was incredible, Ogden. It was incredible the way you heightened. Oh, boy. Right. So good.
Okay, I can't tell if the conversation's over or not.
Ogden, buddy, come here. How are you, man? How are you? So I heard we got a phenom, 11-year-old Freako coming into the big leagues.
Yeah, I'm coming right off of summer at Camp Wanagana.
Yeah, so we heard. Hey, just so you know, this environment can eat people up, man. It can really fuck with your head. So just, you know, you're 11 years old. You're still developing as a human being. So, you know, maybe this is not the right fit for you.
I've heard about you guys coming in, trying to intimidate the new kids, and I'm not going to be intimidated, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, you're not?
I've got 5 ideas I'm going to pitch to Chancellor the Rapper tomorrow.
You're not going to talk to anybody. You got these little shit.
I'm on the writing staff.
How are you going to write if you pissed your pants?
What?
Uh-oh, looks like Ogden just pissed his pants.
You just sprayed me with a spray gun on my crotch.
Uh-oh, don't fuck with me, Ogden, okay? I'm big time.
Innocent?
How long have you been here?
Hi, Ogden, it's your mom and dad.
Sweetheart, say hi. It's Ogden on the phone.
Not saying hi to him.
Okay. So, how is it? How's 30 Rock?
I don't know. I don't know if I belong here.
Oh, yes, you do. You know what? I'll send you some cookies.
That would help.
So tell me the names of your friends. Who's your best friend?
Probably Keenan so far.
Oh, nice. Keenan sounds nice.
Yeah, he's been here for 20 years.
20 years? Wow. Babe, one of the writers been there for 20 years.
Really?
Why won't Dad get on the phone?
He's not. He says no son of his will make a living doing skits.
They're not skits. They're not skits. Put him on.
I'll put him on. Speaker. Sweetheart, he says they're not skits. Okay, you're on speaker.
I write scenes, Father. I write scenes. Sketches. They're not skits, okay? Skits are for camp. I'm beyond camp now.
You just left Camp Gowanna. Wanna go? I don't know what fucking camp.
You don't even know the name of my camps. That's how little you care about me.
Well, when I showed up and watched the show, it was shit. And what I saw was a bunch of skits. And now you're 30 Rock. Well, you used to sound confident. Now you sound broken.
Ogden, thanks for coming in. I read your latest sketch, and although it has some funny moments, the whole Deb subplot really lost us. So,
what?
We're gonna send you back to camp. We need you to get some more experience with skits. And then you can come
back
here later.
Lord, did you just call them skits?
Yeah, for you, because right now you're at skit level.
I've moved beyond skits. I mean, that Deb thing was slightly off game, but...
All right, campers, you are now in the buffalo bunk. Make some buffalo noises.
Hey, you don't got to do that to us, okay? We're all counselors. We're all counselors in here, okay?
I was excited.
I know, but...
Look... Here's why I called this meeting. You know, there's a lot of competition right now out there. Uh-huh. You know, all the kids are trying to write better and funnier than the other kids and the songs and stuff. Why don't we go back to the roots of it all? Why don't we go back to the original idea generator?
That machine hasn't been turned on for years.
I'm talking about the improv machine.
Oh.
Put the pencils down. Put the final draft down. Put things down.
Here's the thing. We're paying a lot of staff members to be running a lot of different programs here. So if we keep on just harping on the one, we're paying for a bunch of horses for nothing. We're paying for canoes for nothing. I mean, these kids are
some of those horses have been stolen. And apparently, I think in the squirrel bunk, kids got robbed.
Do you understand what this camp has turned into? This is the farm league for the future generations of writers and performers. Okay,
yeah, you're right. You're right. You're 100% correct. We need to go back to our roots. We need to go back to improv. I got a suggestion. How about a man applies to become a gold digger?
That's too convoluted. I don't want to tell a whole story. How about just something, a point of inspiration?
That's our show. Oh, man, we did it. We changed comedy, guys.
Good job. Cleared it up.
Yep, pretty much. You guys know the difference now, right? That skit was brought to you by the following alchemists. Chris Alvarado.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Check out my other podcast, The Comedy Fix, where we just, you know, fuck around with ideas in comedy and performance. And I wanted to say one more thing. Oh, yeah. If you are in California, if you're in the Los Angeles area, the West Side Comedy Theater is, you know, coming back. We're doing shows again. We're doing live in-person shows. Must be vaccinated and masked, of course. We're trying to keep it as safe as possible. But a lot of us here in this on this podcast today will be performing there soon. So, you know, come check us out. Go to westsidecomedy.com for schedules.
Yeah, definitely come back. Things are happening, as they say. Craig Kakowski.
Hey, Sex Lives of College Girls will premiere on HBO Max November 18th. It's not about me. I'm in two episodes. I am not a college student, nor a girl, nor having sex. But my wife confirmed. No, that's not what
it is. Wait, what is going on? Craig.
My wife watched the trailer and confirmed it's a show she would watch even if I wasn't on it.
So. Oh, okay. Okay.
It looks funny.
That was a relief. Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy. Of course. James Heaney, everybody.
On November 16th.
Oh, thanks. Me neither.
I can't wait for Sketchfest either. I'm so excited for it. On November 16th at Brew City in El Segundo, I'm going to be doing stand-up at 8 p.m. So that might be enough time for this will air before that. If you live in the L.A. area on November 16th, check out some stand-up at Brew City.
Nice. El Segundo.
Love it.
Segundo?
Joey Greer.
Segundo?
Yeah, on November 16th, James might have enough time to come up with a set. So just run out there, check it out. I do want to end with a little song. Now add your own lyrics to that, but that's like that's the foundation of the song. So have fun with that.
Great. I'm at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, sfsketchfest.com. We're coming back in January. Let's give it up for engineer and producer Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Until next time,
alchemy nerds.